This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers concluded a special session today. Lawmakers granted about $400 million in total relief from rising property taxes. They also did even more for poor Coloradans, with nearly $500 million in tax credits and refunds. The legislature voted to flatten next year's TABOR refunds rather than distributing the extra money based on income. They also voted to expand the earned income tax credit for poor Coloradans. Governor Jared Polis's office said he would sign the bills this evening. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow was part of a bipartisan delegation to the Halifax International Security Forum this past weekend. They discussed U.S. security challenges, including helping allies Ukraine and Israel. Crow says the U.S. will make sure Israel has the capacity to defend itself.
But ultimately, this battle against terrorism they face will not be settled entirely on the battlefield. There will be a political, diplomatic, and humanitarian component to this that's going to be just as important.
Aside from Crow, five senators make up the delegation. The Senate is expected to work on a bipartisan spending bill that includes money for both Ukraine and Israel when Congress returns after Thanksgiving. Artists at Opera Colorado have successfully organized into a union. More than 90 of the 160 eligible artists voted by mail-in ballot for favor of the move. The National Labor Relations Board says just 8 voted against unionizing. Artists have worked with the company without a union agreement since the late 1980s. Opera Colorado didn't immediately return a request for comment. This is CPR News.